Cora Lois Jorgensen was born on July the 9th, 1904 in Midvale, Utah, the United States, into a devout Latter-day Saints family. Her formal education was limited. Frequent childhood illness prevented her from completing more than a fraction of secondary schooling. At age 3, she experienced an apparition of a beautiful lady, one she would later understand to be the Blessed Virgin Mary, an early and mysterious glimpse into a spiritual world beyond her grasp. Her faith journey would undergo upheaval. Married in a Mormon temple, she felt a deep disquiet within, eventually rejecting the doctrine she had long accepted. Over many years, she wrestled with doubt, seeking a faith that spoke to her heart more deeply. In 1935, while sick in Utah, she heard a Catholic radio broadcast. The words of a Catholic priest touched her soul. She would convert, being baptized Catholic that same year. Her husband and daughters followed, making the decision together to embrace the church. This was not an easy path. Conversion brought ostracism, sacrifice, and misunderstanding even among those she had called kin. But Cora's soul was set ablaze with a new fire. After entering the church, Cora's interior life deepened. She was drawn into prayer and mystical encounters. In 1945, the Jesuit Father Frank Parrish was appointed her spiritual director and confessor, guiding her through these extraordinary graces. Then, on December the 24th, 1946, Jesus spoke to her with clarity. She was to promulgate the devotion to the mystical humanity of Christ, the awareness that Christ, risen and glorified, lives within the believer. Through this mission, she would invite souls to live each moment conscious of Christ dwelling within, to allow Him to live life again in our humanity. Cora's mystical gifts encompassed more than vision. She is claimed to have borne the stigmata, as well as phenomena such as bilocation, fragrant aroma at her prayer presence, and a remarkable facility for writing down what she saw, even though her formal training was minimal. In her own words, after an ecstasy, she would sit at the typewriter and attempt to capture the stories revealed to her from heaven. It was suffering and silence that refined her, even as she bore the weight of interior torments, bodily weakness, and the challenge of obedience. Over thousands of pages she wrote, meditations, dialogues with Christ, visions of the earthly life of Jesus and Mary, reflections on virtue, and vindications of souls. Her most well-known work, The Refugee from Heaven, offers eyewitness visions of gospel events, allowing the reader to enter the scenes of Christ's life, death, and resurrection with new spiritual insight. Through her mission, she sought the conversion of souls, especially her former Mormon brethren, believing they were her spiritual people. Though simple in education, she believed with humble trust that God would give her the grace to write truths beyond human capacity. She said, "I am just a reporter filled with many imperfections. Not my will be done, but thine." Yet the sheer volume, depth, and internal consistency of her writings are among the reasons her cause for canonization is being taken seriously. On March the 30th, 1957, Cora Evans passed away in Boulder Creek, California. Her earthly life ended at the age of 52, but her spiritual influence continues to grow. Today, many faithful look to Cora Evans as a modern mystic whose life challenges us to deeper union with Christ. In the life of Cora Evans, we see a humble instrument, unlettered, fragile, drawn into the mystery of Christ Himself to write, suffer, and invite souls into deeper union. Her mystical experiences no longer belong simply to the past. They live in the prayers and hearts of the faithful today. Whether or not she is ultimately declared a saint, her witness challenges every believer to welcome Christ within, to let His light shine through our humanity, and to live as His mystical body in the world. May her journey inspire us to say, in humility and trust, "Not my will, but thine be done." Servant of God, Cora Evans, pray for us.